Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
This tea is piping hot. Get the latest celebrity news first all day long with hot headlines from OKMagazine.com.
Cassandra Cassie Ventura's husband, Alex Fine, reacted strongly when she revealed her allegations of rape against Sean Diddy Combs, reportedly punching a wall. This reaction surfaced during Ventura's testimony on May 16, 2023, when asked if Fine was aware of her sexual encounters with Combs in September 2018, shortly before Ventura and Fine became publicly official in December. Ventura alleged that her first sexual experience with Combs involved rape, while she described the second encounter as consensual. Combs has denied these allegations. During questioning, Combs' defense lawyer, Anna Stavout, noted Fine's violent reaction and suggested that Ventura's claims might have been a way to cover up infidelity. Text messages presented in court showed Ventura and Combs sharing flirtatious exchanges, even while she was dating Fine. In a notable exchange dated September 26, 2018, the two expressed affection for one another, despite the allegations. Stavout questioned Ventura about the conversations, which he confirmed did not include any mention of rape. A subsequent text from September 27, 2018, indicated that they had sex that night, despite Ventura's ongoing relationship with Fine, with whom she is now expecting a child. Fine has consistently supported Ventura but was not present during her questioning regarding the alleged rape due to the possibility of him being called as a witness later in the trial. Ventura mentioned that her last encounter with Combs occurred at a memorial service for his late ex, Kim Porter, in November 2018. After Combs expressed feelings of abandonment in a text, Ventura clarified that she did not leave without saying goodbye and emphasized their complex history. This ongoing case has brought significant attention to the allegations and the dynamics of Ventura's relationships.
We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the scalding details. For more fiery headlines, visit OKMagazine.com and hit subscribe.